Good morning. Today is Thursday, August the 31st, last day of August. Talk about unsettling. I mean, how can it be?
This summer went by so quickly.
Let's focus a little bit bigger here, you young whipper. How about this decade? We're almost into 18.
I remember when it flipped over. I mean, it was big news back in the day. And now it's almost gone.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, you save the press releases, you can work with it. Paul Shanahan, principal at St. Bernard's.
That's right.
I'm going the old way, Catholic school.
You can say that all
Thank
you want.
You. Thank yeah. you. Our quote this morning, let's see if we can find, here we go, Charles Lamb, 1822. Newspapers always excite curiosity. No one ever lays down without a feeling of disappointment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. So you've got a bunch of new faces at the school.
We certainly do. We certainly do.
Is it something that requires a little bit more effort than it does in the public setting because of the international component being such a percentage right. of the student body population, the dynamics that are there, as well as the fact that there's the religious overtone?
You know, most of my career was in public schools, so I can talk a little bit about the magic of St. Bernard's. This summer, I met with family after family as part of our interview process. If you want to come to St. Bernard's, you get to sit down with me and a team of teachers. And we do that for two
now,
reasons.
That is a privilege, right?
It's a privilege.
Oh, okay.
They enjoy
I just
it. You know, some walk in, they think it's going to be an execution or a test of some sort. But really, it's an opportunity to meet some adults that will be at the school that you can reach out to for help. And what I saw this summer over and over and over was the character of this county reflected in these families. Just really neat kids, bright kids, hardworking, ready to make a difference. You know, little incoming seventh graders with dreams of Stanford University and what it's going to take to get there. You know, so that part of it's fun. On the international side, I traveled to Vietnam and South Korea in the fall. So I met some of these parents firsthand, met the kids in the fall. So when they...
By the way, good move not being there during the really hot season.
It was beautiful. Great, great food, great people. And so they're showing up with a smile on their face because they know me already. So they're coming across the ocean and they're landing and feeling pretty comfortable. And because, and this is in part because of our partnership with Cambridge International, but also the remodel of the dormitory, you know, has made us increasingly attractive. We've been able to handpick some pretty special kids. So we've got this mix of U.S. kids and this mix of international kids coming together in the first week of school, and the tone's already there. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Does the international component get embraced by the, not the culture of the school, because there's always going to be right. cliques and stuff, but by the structure of the school?
The structure of the school had to be redesigned because there was too much of a separation when I first came back 6 years ago. And it was pretty clear. You know, you had your Chinese, you had your U.S. kids, and, you know, they kind of hung out together, you know, not integrating at all. Now, one major piece was the dormitory leadership, bringing in Mr. Grummert and his family, you know, his children that are students at the school. You have this bridge that's been created, and, you know, Scott's an eighth grader, Tierce is now a junior, Emma was a senior, graduated this year, she's now heading off to college in a week. But those kiddos in the dormitory were that bridge, and so increasingly you see a more comfortable companionship taking place in the hallways and in the classrooms.
With the international challenges going on in Korea now.
Yeah.
I know that you'd talked, I don't know when the last time we talked, mm-hmm. but at right. that point you were excited because there were going to be some Korean kids.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in also. The kind of brought to my focus, with all of the different things going on in the international playing mm-hmm. field, does that make for a more robust environment, or do you see kids reacting differently because of things that are going on back at their home?
Right.
That maybe that there's not the sensitivity here?
You know, we tend to not fully understand the pressure of having a potential enemy within a stone's throw of you all the time. And so these students have grown up in that environment. So this kind of shift for us hasn't impacted them so much. It feels like the same old, same old. I mean, they, by design, their overpasses on their highways are designed with one click of a button to drop and stop the highway from being a thoroughfare, right? If you want to roll tanks, you're not going to use our interstates. The rivers, you know, beautiful rivers, bridges are, you know, just gorgeously lit up at night. But, you know, they're designed, you can't sneak submarines down that river, you know, so that's their life. So coming to the U.S., you know, we're seen as a friendly nation. We're seen as progressive. We're seen as a place for great education. So parents across the board are pretty happy with their kids coming. And I haven't sensed an increase in stress or, you know, as far as that goes.
It would be an interesting current events class.
Oh, always.
Just all the different dynamics,
right,
and perspectives coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if they're more well-versed today than they were yesterday.
But
it's always kind of interesting to find out where everybody's coming from.
Point of view is so important, right? So if you're a Chinese national, your point of view on all things China is a lot different. When we're talking about trade and sanctions and what we're going to do about trade, I mean, that hits them right at home. And so that election cycle, you saw that, a lot of engagement from our high school students, you know, looking at, you know, which way is the U.S. going to go and how's that going to impact, you know, mom and dad back home?
Well, or here.
Yeah.
And how's it playing out? Nobody really knows that one either. Yeah.
Right. You just got to keep doing the best you possibly can. Yeah. Right? That's all you can do.
That's kind of the attitude in life, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Do what you can, as you can, and make it through.
Yeah. Respond and react.
Kind of sounds like finals week to me.
Well, it does week after week of it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Yeah, studying all the time, doing everything I possibly could. Yeah.
Hey, you came to work today.
I forgot
you
that.
Came to work today.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play, and they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika, Thunder Country, 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action, all season long. Brought to you on KINS, in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Shanahan. Paul, some of the different challenges with the internationals, I think, is probably where the community focuses an awful lot. But you've also got things like new priests,
mm-hmm.
Periodically new bishops, new edicts.
Mm-hmm.
Is that more stable?
You know, we're in a great place right now. We're under the umbrella of the Santa Rosa Diocese, and most of the schools and the leadership for the diocese is down in Santa Rosa, and we're up here behind the curtain, that redwood curtain. So I have two staff members, Deacon Dance Farrell, Deacon Craig Brown, and then we have a new priest, Father Bernard, and we get nothing but support. You know, the diocese understands the work that we do. You know, we're here to make a difference. We're here to be supportive of all faiths and all people, and they appreciate that. So I get very little pressure from my superintendent, who's all the way down in Santa Rosa, or from the bishop, you know, himself.
Do you get a lot of interaction with them, though? I mean, cause I see the structure, and certainly am sympathetic to it being Catholic, mm-hmm. but it's a tremendous resource, or potential resource. When I was more actively involved, resource is not the phrase that we were using. Are they a resource now for the school?
You know, more and more, they are actually looking at St. Bernard's as a model for the diocese. You know, one thing we introduced about 3 years ago was a two-track system. You know, our Catholic population is under 30%. So are we going to require every student to take higher-end Catholicism classes? You know, that wouldn't make sense, right? So we met with the bishop and said, hey, how about this honors level Catholicism for these kids that have been in the Catholic faith their whole lives? And then how about this Christian fundamentals set of classes for everybody else? You know, you have an international kid coming in, like we talked about. You know, they might not know who Jesus is. Why drop them in with someone that's been, you know, going to Mass every Sunday for 14 years?
And not sleeping or counting the lights.
Well, yeah. And not sleeping or counting the lights. Looking at their iWatch. Looking at their iWatch.
So many different ways here now.
Yeah. And I think the Humble community appreciates that. You know, there are a lot of faith groups in this area that are doing great things with their kids, raising great kids, and we're a safe haven for them to come in. You know, they can learn their AP English and their AP calculus and also talk about God and you know, be surrounded by quality character and see staff respond when, you know, folks are making some bad choices. So it's a safe, great and learning environment. And the you know, diocese doesn't get in my way that as far as that goes.
How about the staff? I mean, how that's one of the things I think that is often overlooked by those of us on the outside looking in. You know, you'll hear about union contracts every once in a while and this or that. But by and large, it's the kids. It's the physicality of the building, you know, the bond measure that was passed. And every once in a while, you know, some of the administrators. But a lot of times, you know, it's my kid, my teacher, or my kid's teacher. And that's the primary focus instead of staff-wide. Is that a weakness that we have?
We are by far the strongest that we've been as far as staff at St. Bernard's. In my 6 years, it's been improve. And the quality of our teachers from the science department to the math department to the English department. You know, I have local schools and districts trying to poach these teachers. I say that, you know, poach in the nicest, you know, they want them for their kids, which is great. And I'm happy to report that they keep staying with us. The turnover, we had no one walk away to another job. They all want to be part of this community of learning that we've built. We added Cy Vandermeer to be our athletic director and our dean of students, you know, from Humboldt State. He's been a coach up there, a student athlete up there. We added Mike Tierney, a graduate of SB, who's been teaching up at in Arcata at North Coast Prep. So a couple of positive additions, but the core of that teaching group is pretty spectacular. I mean, we had staff in service days, a couple of days, and I had to stop a couple times and just tell them that I wished I could bring in an administrator to see the amount of energy in the room. Because they didn't drag their feet in to start off the school year. I mean, they came charging in, great ideas, ready to make a difference for the kids of Humboldt County.
How do you know if they're doing a good job? I mean, the enthusiasm certainly is something that's really, it's cool to have, and if you don't have to fluff it up, that's dandy. But how do you know they're doing the job? Is it test scores? Is it feedback from parents? What do you look to and say, yeah, this is cool?
It's test scores, it's SAT scores, it's PSAT scores, it's the AP test scores for junior high, it's the Iowa test scores. Looking at growth, you know, that certainly matters. I go back, Brian, to 20 plus years ago, my first principal down in Stockton. And she's walking me around in huge, sprawling, rural elementary school. Over 1,300 kids, right? Pretty big elementary school. And she said, Paul, you know, when I walk around classroom to classroom, I have to believe that I would want my own child to be in that room. If I believe that, then that's wonderful. If I don't, I need to make a change. And that's been my philosophy. And now my seventh grade son, Owen, started last Wednesday. And, you know, I'm sleeping easy at night. I know he's coming home excited. You know, junior high was a lot more fun than he thought it would be. He's learning right away. I know there's educational adventures awaiting him. So that's part of it. You know, be in the classroom, see how they start their lessons, see where they go. Watch a kid come in. This is what I love about St. Bernard's. Watch a kid come in that doesn't understand that school is for learning, right? They're in their seat looking, you know, what can I do and to get out of this seat? And then watch them progress to the point where they never want to leave that room, you know, and they're crying at graduation as they hug that teacher. That's, you can't beat that. That's how I know it's working. And then I'll add this piece. The UC system is pretty spectacular right here. It's just spectacular. And our students are graduating, going off and sticking at Berkeley, sticking at UC San Diego, sticking at Santa Cruz.
I would think the sticky is...
It makes a difference.
Whether it's a vocational school or whatever it might happen to be, that they...
They're going and doing well.
They're making the commitment.
Yeah. Case after case, they're going and doing really, really well. And that, again, reflects back on the work their teachers are doing to get them ready.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Paul, one of the challenges I would imagine for any school is the technology side of things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's an old one, a new one. It is what it is, and you have to accommodate. I was making jokes with Fred Van Fleck at Eureka. I said, is there any way that you could just put a block on cell phones, front door to back door, and just make it no texting, no nothing, just knock it out of the park?
You know, we had a family meeting right at the end of the school year, and you'd be surprised how many parents showed up after school was out. And one proposed rule change was that, you know, if your cell phone was out in the classroom at all without permission in any of our classrooms, and it was seen by the teacher, that it'd be gone for a week. 1 week. And we're in day four today, and I've yet to see a cell phone in a classroom. It's weird. They start thinking about, what am I going to do for a week without my phone? And suddenly it's okay to resist the text in their pocket or in their purse or in their backpack.
Well, I passed that on to Chris Hartley, too, and he said, you know who one of the more common people are that are texting? Because I was thinking, you know, kid to kid, Rora, parents.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
And that's okay.
Really?
You know, we love our kids. You love your kids. I know you do.
But I knew the number of the office.
Ah, but we didn't have cell phones. Come on.
Right. So
come
you
on.
Call
You're
the
right.
office and there
So
goes
that's
and
all. If there's an emergency, if there's a change in an appointment, if grandma's going to pick up whoever the kiddo is, call and let the office know and we'll get the information right to the student without worries of checking that text. Because you're absolutely right and Chris is right. You go back a year, and their student would say to you with their phone in hand, well, it's my mom. It's dad. As if that's okay, you know? Well, no, we're...
Get out of jail.
No,
free.
Right, yeah. Hey, it's okay that I interrupted class. It's just my parents.
Yeah, so. I don't think so. So what else is going with physical? You know, you've got a lot of the fancy boards and the technology and all
right.
that kind of stuff.
Right, interactive projectors.
We everybody's pushing that kind of stuff.
Did fiber, bumped up the number of Chromebooks, so it's just about one-to-one. Everything's available as far as that goes. Streaming, you know, upstairs, downstairs, that's been great. So great improvements.
Have you painted the cafeteria ceiling yet?
Ha-ha! You've not seen it.
Oh, good.
Come on over. The whole cafeteria it glows. It glows.
You're finally executing my plan.
It is. It's a wonderful space. We open every morning with prayer and announcements all together in that auditorium. And you're right. When I, again, came 6 years ago, you had a black ceiling and a torn curtain. You've got a brand new curtain now. You've got a white ceiling. You've got beautiful columns.
Laptops. I mean,
yeah. Why not?
My timing was weak. That's all.
Oh, come on. You set me up. You laid into fertile ground I landed.
Now,
but,
and you know,
so
said differently, you stepped into something.
It's Humboldt County. If you're not stepping into something, you're not out in the field or in a corral.
Fair enough. So the Shanahan gene now rears his head.
Oh, yeah. I was in the corral with Pop yesterday up in Petrolia. We were separating cattle, weaning the calves, moving some cows around, and it doesn't get any better than that. It was a little too warm for me to be in a corral with cattle, but hey, other than that, it was a beautiful day. And we were stepping into stuff for hours.
All day long, yeah. Well, one of the things was always an issue was the physicalness of the building.
Yeah.
Really thick. I mean, it was great old building, lots of personality to it. Has that proven to be a challenge at times?
You know, it has great bones, but it is getting old. You know, the sisters did a great job. The diocese did a great job, but it is time for an improvement. So I've been working with Dan Johnson, working with a local architect and coming up with designs for a whole new physical plant for the junior high and high school. And the drawings look amazing. I'm pushing for a three-story building because you can see the bay and you can see the ocean from a lot of the second-story windows. Why not see them from a whole lot more?
So that would be the administrative end would be on the third floor?
Yeah, just one giant sprawling office for me on the third floor. Come visit.
Anytime, but not when I'm paying attention to the view, yeah. The dollars and cents for something like that are significant. Is that something that... Is it going to be like a capital campaign? Because you can't do a bond.
Right. Oh, we can't do a bond. It's funny. When I left Seattle as a principal, we passed a bond at over 78% to rebuild from the ground up both of our high schools in the district, both of the high schools, well over $200 million. And without blinking an eye, the community stepped up. So what I'm talking about here is you know, it's a smaller school. It's going to house 250 to 300 kids. So it's you're closer to 15 to 25 million. That's doable. I mean, that's definitely doable. There's no reason not to go after, you know, a top-rate physical plant for our kids.
Now, does that involve across the street at the elementary school? Is that building going to stay intact, or is that kind of where it ends up and,
you know,
the shifting around of stuff?
So we are on the block that is owned by the diocese. That, what is now a charter school, is owned by the parish. And the parish is renting that out to a local charter school. So right now, that block may be touched a little bit, but we won't fully swallow up that block right now in the design.
So it's in the non-athletic playing field, not in the church,
right?
Not in the dorms. What, it's kind of in the same footprint where you are now.
Yes, it'll be where we are now, and you have improvements to the, you know, to the sports facility taking place as well. What won't get touched is the chapel on the corner. You know, that's history. That's not going to get touched.
I thought you were going to say it was sacrosanct. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Shanahan. Paul, with some of the different activities that are going on throughout the area, whether it's what we hear on the national news, the international news, the local news, all those types of things, how do you manage morale? I know you can't, but how do you foster it? How do you develop it? How do you work with it? How do you make it so that the kids feel comfortable?
It goes back to your point about staff. As you have to come together as a family, and you have to be able to be open with your communication as that family. And I think our staff has been all of those things. So listening, and then we're small enough that you really can notice when a kid's having a bad day. You can see it when they're struggling. Whatever factor or whatever stress, you know, maybe it's the news. You know, maybe it's something that's happening at home. But you notice. And what do you do once you notice? Do you step in or do you step away? And our teachers really step in. And I saw that Mrs. Mayer just today. We had two brand new students. One was on one wall. One was on the other wall. She stepped in, brought the two of them together, and started walking them through the building, introducing them to other students. So that there's that, and there's also, you know, we can talk about God, we can talk about decisions, we can talk about ethics, we can talk about morality, and so that does remain our foundation, and that helps. When things are dark, and you can say, oh, you know what, pray about it. When things are dark, you can say, you know what, have hope. It matters. Giving a teenager something to look forward to, something beyond themselves, beyond the struggles of just growing up, it matters.
Do you anticipate, as being a principal of a small school, some of the various challenges that are time-honored in growing up, and either work with the kids or have some opportunity, not in the classroom setting, not in the hallways in front of their buddies, but just a chance to kind of sit around, you know, the cops are doing, you know, coffee with a cop.
Right.
You know, I don't know what it would be with the principal. Pastries with the principal. You know, just
I, you know, Brian, I try to be as available as possible. We had some cheerleaders who had a ride fall through on Friday, and they had to get down to El Molino. It's like, you know what? Call your parents. We'll fill up my van. We'll go down and back in one evening. We're rolling in to their houses at 3 in the morning on Saturday. I learned more about those students, you know, in that 3.5 hours down and 3.5 hours back than I would have in a pastry with the principal. And now we've got a connection. So being available, pushing in the evening, I have a international student flying in tonight at 11:45. Well, who's going to pick him up? Well, I will. Why? You start that relationship the minute they step off the airplane. And that's, as you know, as a business owner and wonderful asset to our community, how you continually connect with other people matters, right? Are you someone they can respect and depend on? It matters. It matters for teachers and for students. And I'll say this. St. Bernard's has had the benefit of Jim Ritter. Jim Ritter, as many people know, is just a fabulous resource. And so he's brought his Humble Live to St. Bernard's on Thursday afternoons for 2 years now. He builds these panels of spectacular mentors for our kids from our community. There are so many people in our community that will say yes to Jim, and they'll show up for an hour and a half, and they'll spend that hour and a half with our students, and you can't help but learn. You know, they're surprised by the different routes that people took to success. They're surprised to learn how approachable some of the most powerful people in this county are.
Yeah, the names.
The names, you know? Yeah, it's the names. The names are people. And you don't have to be a name. We, you know, we had mechanics come in at the end of the year. And, you know, you're going to learn how to change a tire. You're going to have to, you know, let's work on changing your oil. Let's do some things that you'll need right away. So let's get our hands dirty. So this, that, you know, I think one of the more popular panels, a lineman came in and talked about, you know, I went from making minimum wage to suddenly I'm six figures, you know, and I'm outside, you know, that
just don't
matters.
Want to have a bad day.
it's over then, right? Yeah, I don't know. So there's Jim Ritter, and then Dan Johnson has pushed in and helped lead our ASB and our student leadership. This will be his second year. And again, you have a businessman running hundreds of employees that's given up a couple days of his week, comes in for a couple hours, walks them through decision-making, planning, all those pieces that help someone be successful. To your question, absolutely, relationship, and then who are the people that are with our kids? That matters.
Thanks for coming in, bud.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.